Right now, it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, Journal of a Duck Midwife, and Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS. And we say good morning to Judy. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And interesting about the snow, we've just got a little tiny coating, and it's really quite beautiful. But that's all there is.
Well, I'm glad. It all sounds very benign right now, but having driven in, it's a little. Depending on the road, it's a little less. It's a little less. What's the word? Seasonal. Anyway.
So what I wanted to talk to you about today, Jill, is something that I've been thinking about for quite a while. Ever since, as you know, I suffered a tragedy in my own family, and the response of many people, in addition to simply coming and offering words of comfort, was they offered foods of comfort. And those foods, and I'm sure nobody listening will be surprised to learn, were not dishes of grilled broccoli or perhaps cottage cheese or baked fish, but they were various varieties of carbohydrates, primarily cookies, cakes, more cookies, sometimes chocolate, but basically any food in the sort of sweet carbohydrate family. And the foods were not just welcome, but many people who came to visit me consumed them, and they consumed them because obviously they were dealing with some of the stresses and sorrow that I was dealing with. And it occurred to me that there's this really, really major, significant disconnect between what we are all told concerning carbohydrates, especially sweet carbohydrates, that you should never put sugar in your body. If you put sugar in your body, you're obviously going to suffer just unimaginable, terrible health consequences, and perhaps including, shortened longevity. But that, it's going to do terrible things to your brain. You may become demented. A whole host of terrible consequences. And yet, at a time when you think about it, somebody is extremely vulnerable, let's say, to developing infections or any kind of malady based on stress, and therefore should be particularly protective of one's own body, the food of choice that are brought to help comfort that person are carbohydrates. And the reason is, not that anybody has done any scientific studies about this, but the reason is, of course, that when you eat carbohydrates, you are, in a sense, not comforted. It doesn't take away the pain and the stress of whatever happened, but it makes it a little bit easier to endure. It just sort of takes the edge off the feelings that sometimes may seem unendurable otherwise. And it takes the edge off not just for the person to whom the carbohydrates are being brought, but also to the bringer who shares in eating of these foods. And I think that there's a lesson here somehow, that somehow when we do something naturally without really thinking about the scientific consequences or what we read on the internet, it works much better than if we try to figure out what the best scientific reason is for or for not doing something. That in a sense, something that people have been doing for hundreds of years makes sense, and it makes sense because it really works.
Right, and again, it's so difficult with the information that's been out there, for the last 20 years or so, 25 years, and the distortion around diets and people have literally gone off on tangents that have no connection whatsoever to their actual bodies. So it just makes it even harder to talk into that, because people essentially resent the interference, because they know what works for them. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody saying, oh, sorry, please take those cookies away because I'm on a keto diet. And it doesn't matter that because I'm on a keto diet, what I'm feeling right now is becoming unendurable, but please take them away, because if I eat the sugar, my body is certainly going to implode and I'm going to somehow suffer long-term consequences of this. I mean, that's what's so amazing, that we know the reason why carbohydrates comfort, and the reason is because When you eat them, you make more serotonin. And serotonin really does help decrease anxiety and depression. And indeed, if you have those two conditions, and oftentimes they go together, anxiety and depression, you're given medications, antidepressants, that increase the activity of serotonin. But you don't have to take those medications if you're just simply dealing with the natural anxiety and depression and sorrow associated with a sad event. And so eating a cookie is going to increase your serotonin, and it's going to make you feel better, and there's not going to be any consequences. You're not going to have withdrawal. You're not going to have all sorts of side effects. You're simply going to feel better. And I think that we have to take a lesson for, you know, basically an ancient tradition that simply works because nature has made sure that it's going to work. Because when you eat carbohydrates, you make serotonin, and you feel better. Again, it doesn't take away the source of the stress, but it makes it easier to endure it. And I think it's a lesson there someplace.
I think so, too. Let's just see if people can pick it out.
So the next time you have to visit the home of somebody who is dealing with grief or sickness or some kind of stress, don't bring broccoli.
Yeah.
Bring bonbons or something like that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday morning here on The Breakfast Club right before this week in the Lakeville Journal.